The best person is like water. Water is good. It benefits all things and does not compete with them. It dwells in lowly places that all disdain. That is why it is so near the Tao. The sage is also natural. This is something we haven't heard about in India, but it's an important idea in the Taoist tradition. Let me read you a distinctive expression of this aspect of Taoist practice. There is a kind of sage who emulates the wisdom of nature. His method of teaching and transforming are like the relationship between a form and its shadow, a sound and its echo. Where there's a question, there's an answer. Where there's an action, there's a reaction. Body and spirit are in harmony. When he is at rest, there is no sound. When he moves, he leaves no trace. Therefore, he is able to bring those who are muddled and confused back to the natural Tao. Those people who believe that one's body is the temple of one's soul may well enough be good people. But the person who is able to go beyond his corporeal form is the true companion of nature. Only the selfless person can live up to the standards of nature, because your body is just one temporary form in nature's constantly changing process. Here you have selflessness, the idea of moving through the world and leaving no trace. It's very similar to the Buddhist idea of leaving no karma, of course, of nirvana. And yet this idea of naturalness, of flowing with the natural movement of the world. We haven't seen that before. That's not an important way of talking about nirvana or the life of a monk or nun in the Indian tradition. So again, very close kinship, but also a subtle possibility of a shift in values as Buddhism enters this Chinese world. Now, another important idea in this tradition, the Taoist tradition, is the idea of wu wei, or no action. The text, the Tao Te Ching, says, Tao invariably takes no action, and yet there is nothing left undone. And it says, the softest things in the world overcome the hardest things in the world. Non-being penetrates that in which there is no space. Through this I know the advantage of taking no action. Few in the world can understand the teaching without words and the advantage of taking no action. Now, as I say these words, I suspect that you have been listening to my discussion of Taoism with a certain degree of sympathy and probably with a certain degree of understanding, but also wondering at the same time how some of these great abstractions actually come down to earth, especially with the idea of no action. It's a concept that is perhaps appealing in its abstraction, but difficult to see how it comes down to earth. So I find when I'm working with students on a concept like this, it's important to start talking about some serious examples. It's like, get real, Eccle. Tell me a little bit about how this idea might actually come down to earth. One of the best stories that I think reflects this idea of Taoist no action and also the idea of no conceptual distinctions that really lies behind it is the story of a Taoist farmer who loses his horse. This is a poor farmer out there in the countryside somewhere, wherever it is. I suppose we could make up a setting to locate him somewhere in the world. He has one horse and one son, and the horse runs away and is gone. And his neighbors come up and say, oh, my God, this is the worst thing that I could possibly imagine. Your horse is gone. How are you going to plow the field and plant the harvest? And the Taoist farmer says, we'll see. We'll see. The next day, the horse comes back, and it's followed by 10 wild horses. And he rounds them all up, and he puts them in the corral. And the neighbors come and say, whoa, that's the most incredible thing we've ever seen. Yesterday, you didn't have any horse. Today, you've got 11 of them. What are you going to do now? He says, we'll see. And the next day, his son goes out to break some of the wild horses and gets thrown off the horse, breaks his hip. The neighbors come and say, oh, this is the most terrible thing we've ever seen. You need your son. He's your only son. You need him to plant the fields and to work for you as you become old. What are you going to do now? And he says, we'll see.